Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody had a productive Monday. A little bit about IMTM Worldwide Radio. I started it a few years ago to highlight people that I personally knew that were pursuing goals related to the entertainment industry, models, actors, artists. Soon I began interviewing people behind the scenes like directors, magazine publishers, photographers. I began doing business shows, even sports. After taking a few years off to take care of family matters, I'm back now and again highlighting talent. In my series covering high fashion lately, tonight I'll be speaking to my second fashion model, so excited about that. Let's talk a little bit about her. I actually had the opportunity to meet this person here in Atlanta. She's an accomplished fashion model, with runway being one of her strongest attributes. And she also has begun teaching others. Cecilia has modeled in New York and other cities, but with all that she has done, is she satisfied is the question. Find out as she appears on the show tonight. So tune in, listen in, call in. The number is 646-652-4479. The chat room is open once again. So if you're online listening on blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, you can click on the button and go into the chat room. So if you're shy, you don't want to get live on the air, you can send a note there. So if you're a friend or family member, make sure you do that as well. Let's go ahead and bring Cecilia on the line. Good evening, Cecilia.
Hey,
how
are
you doing tonight?
Isn't the
audience
What's going
great?
On? Yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
All
I'm
right.
blessed. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well as well. So I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. I know you're an hour behind over there in Central Time, so I do appreciate you adjusting your schedule. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the fans tonight.
Well, I am Cecilia. I am a fashion model, and as mentioned before, I do teach models as well. I have been in New York modeling for about 3 years. I'm back home now in the South, and so I'm anxious to see where Atlanta takes me, and I'm really anxious to see where I can teach other models and direct them as well. As I was coming up, I wish I had someone to teach me, so I'm definitely open to mentoring models, and that's just really where my passion is. So
we're going to get into
some
details. We're going to get into some details definitely, so that the audience really appreciates, you know, just your passion for modeling and then teaching. So first and foremost, though, so we can get a little bit of background about you, where are you from?
Well, I was born in Birmingham, Alabama, but I grew up in a very small town by the name of Athens, Alabama.
Now, where exactly is Athens?
Athens is kind of like right out of Huntsville. A lot of people might be more familiar with that area. So it's about 15 minutes from Huntsville.
Okay, I've heard of Huntsville before. Okay, so let me ask you this. Growing up there, actually, how would you say growing up there affected who you ended up being today? Was there anything in particular that you would say was a occurrence or a guideline in regards to just your personality or any other traits? Tell us a little bit about growing up there.
Definitely, it was a small town, you know, where everyone knows each other, and probably everyone was kinned in some kind of way, and so it was interesting.
Uh-oh.
But some things that it taught me, you know, in the South, people are very friendly, they're very open to helping people, so it definitely gave me drive, for one, to get out of the small town and do something, and maybe put Athens on the map, but also, you know, just keeping that Southern hospitality and definitely reaching out to people. I think that definitely taught me something in that area.
Okay, that's very important. Family usually plays a huge part in a young child's life. How would you say your mom and then also your grandmother influenced you?
Oh, man, they influenced me so much. My mom taught me so much, you know, being a single parent and really working hard to give me everything that I wanted and needed. That really taught me something. And just, you know, a single parent home can be hard, but at the same time, like, we overcame that obstacle and we definitely, you know, had a very good childhood. I cannot complain about that at all. And so big pop to my mom and definitely my grandmother. My grandmother influenced me a lot. She taught me a lot, you know, and so people who meet me now, they're like, you're so mature. You're so just they say you have an old soul. You know what I mean? And that comes from spending a lot of time with my grandmother. So, and I love that. I love those memories.
Nice. Let me ask you this, a side question. Obstacles. Why do you think, and just in your opinion, that, you know, you're not the only one who had basically, you know, a one-parent household that you
right.
primarily grew up in. Why do you think that there's so many really kind of that does kind of use that as a crutch to where they're not as successful as they think they might be because of that specifically? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that?
I think as a, you know, a young girl, you wonder, like, where is Dad? Why isn't he teaching me things? And so you go through life and you have that longing for the fatherly figure. And because of that, you may make sacrifices because of that that you shouldn't. But it's just that my mom just really taught me to be independent. So I think that in that aspect, I overcame that lack of fatherly figure in my life.
Gotcha. Okay. I read a little bit about you, and I saw that you love to read. Not everybody does. So let me just ask the curiosity question, of course. How did you do in school, Cecilia?
I did really good in school. In my childhood, I, like you said, I loved to read, and I was actually, I ranked number 5 in my whole elementary school for reading, and so I really loved to read, and I made strict straight A's until I think it was about the 6th grade. I finally made my first C, and I cried myself to sleep. my mom didn't even have to get on to me. She felt like I was hard enough on myself, so I did really good in school, really good, yeah.
Was there a particular subject that you just loved as much as anything else, or pretty much everything, you know, on that? Or did we lose Cecilia? All right, so we're checking to make sure we Oh, no, no, no worries. She's not making too much noise back there. Well, I was asking her, was there a particular subject that you enjoyed more than others? Were all of the subjects, you know, up for grabs as far as this is my best one, this is my best one, this is my best one, going through middle school all the way through high school?
Definitely I loved math, and even further than that, I enjoyed a challenge. So trigonometry, geometry, I loved it. Just really focusing in and trying to figure out a problem. I always loved that. So math, numbers, that was definitely my strong point. I still enjoy that to this day.
Yeah, so you just said trigonometry, and just my head just started hurting all of a sudden. So you're much better than me, I'll tell you that right now. I understand you actually graduated college kind of early as well, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I went directly into college after I graduated high school into a associate's program. So I actually graduated with an associate's at the age of 20. So that's definitely a big accomplishment.
Wow, that's very impressive. Before I go to the next question, just a reminder, 646-652-4479 is the call-in number. Chat room is open. I do see a few listeners sneaking in the chat room there. Don't be shy. Go ahead and type a little something. My next question for our guest, Cecilia, was there a particular moment that you knew that modeling was something that you were going to do?
Definitely growing up, I always loved fashion. I think fashion is definitely what drives me. Being a little girl, I was very girly. I loved to dress myself and do my own makeup and act like I was in front of a big crowd and dance around and walk around the house. My mom thought I was crazy. I definitely have a million videos of it. And so that definitely, I think, put the thought in my head. It definitely carried over into my teenage years and definitely in starting modeling. I started modeling, doing some local shows and things like that. I taught myself how to walk runway. I watched videos on the internet and taught myself. So yeah, but definitely I think I was like 6 years old strutting around the house, so very, very, very early age.
Wow. And you mentioned how you did some early shows, so what was it that all of a sudden made you say, okay, you know what, I just need to go to New York now and model in New York? What triggered that, and tell us a little bit about the circumstances, because they were pretty unique.
Yeah, they are. So I got an opportunity, and the timing was really perfect. I had just graduated college, and so I got the opportunity. There was a fellow model who had already been to New York and had some open opportunities, and so she hit me up and she said, "Hey, come to New York with me, and let's go for it." And so she flew up there with me and introduced me to some people, and I ended up staying by myself. I lived in a model apartment for a little while because that's what I had to do. And I was basically there all alone, and I just kind of just trusted in myself and really focus in and met the right people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, most people would never, ever, 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 ever leave where they're used to being, much less get on a plane if they've never been on a plane before, much less move to one of the biggest cities on the planet Earth by themselves to go for their dream, quote unquote. Okay, so you doing that, of course, was huge. But What was it that made you not want to quit when sometimes it wasn't so easy? Because sometimes, okay, with just the modeling, you said you taught yourself how to walk, you were comfortable with that aspect of it, but New York is a different, you know, thing. So what was it when you did have some instances where things weren't going your way, people didn't like you, people, you know, threw stuff at you, I don't know. But when it got hard, what was it that made you not want to go back home?
Definitely. Like I said, I always had that drive. I wanted to do it so bad. I wanted to accomplish my dreams so bad that honestly, sometimes I just kind of looked past the bad. And I'm sure we were going to get into this later, but just really praying and trusting in God that He was going to take me where He wanted me to go, and I was cool with that. So definitely praying kept me sane.
There's nothing wrong saying that, that's for sure, because, again, New York is one of the biggest cities, but it's also sometimes some of the craziest stuff that goes on in New York. Won't get into no details, of course, but it's definitely a big deal to where you would, you know, hold out and get to where you wanted to go, which was actually my secondary question. What were some of your accomplishments there in New York while you were there?
Definitely just Fashion Week. That's always a model's dream, is to walk in New York Fashion Week. So that was definitely a big accomplishment for me. Also being signed in New York. It was a company called Heartland, and they had just opened up a office in New York. And so I signed with them, and they were actually based in Sweden. So I thought that was also a very big accomplishment for me, coming from a tiny little town in Alabama. So,
that's pretty awesome right there. So let me do this. We've had fun so far. Can you stay with me a little bit longer? We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to ask you some more questions, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, hold on for me. Everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide. We have Cecilia McLaughlin on the line with us, a fashion model who's doing huge things in the industry, and we're going to get to talk to her a little bit more. In the meantime, we're going to take a little bit of a break. So stay tuned. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hey, everyone. We're back. This is Chris. IMTM Worldwide Radio, 646-652-4479 is the number. And we have the very lovely Cecilia McLaughlin on the line with us tonight. Let's get her back on. Hey, Cecilia, you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right. Go ahead. I mentioned it in the slight text message. What is your dog's name?
Her name is Emma.
Hey, Emma. You have a nice dog.
Yes.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a Yorkie, so she's a little yapper. You know, every little sound, she's bark, bark, bark all the time.
I used to have a dog years ago, a Lhasa Apso, and he used to do the same thing for the most part. Cool beans. All right, so next question. We're going to keep going into our interview for tonight. And, again, thank you for taking the time out. Again, everyone, she's an hour behind us over here on the East Coast time. She's over there in the Central Time Zone. No shade. But next question. How would you want to be remembered as a model?
Oh, that's a good question. Definitely I would want to be remembered by my class and self-respect above everything, because in this industry, I feel like a lot of models get caught up in the image and the just the whole look of it. And so I definitely want to be remembered by my self-respect, definitely.
Great answer. You see why I asked that particular question, because especially nowadays, it's very easy to just kind of fall off the wagon, so to speak, just on the essence of an opportunity. And some people
mm-hmm.
take an opportunity way more than what it really is sometimes, and they go over
right.
and above for no reason. And it's one of those deals where you have to kind of keep within yourself that you don't go crazy. And it's a fine line, you know, but that's where it comes into where, you know, whether or not you have mentors, whether or not you have someone as a guide, someone to kind of back you up on things as far as the rights and wrongs and things of that nature. So that's one of the things I want to ask next. Well, kind of a next question. Some of the plans that you have over the next 5 years, one of them you're already doing, and that's your runway training. So kind of give us a little bit of that, but then also some of the other things that you want to personally accomplish over the next 5 years or so.
Okay. Yeah, definitely my coaching is the first step. I'm coaching right now for AFA, which is Alabama Fashion Alliance. So I am their personal model coach for their models. So hopefully in the next few years I can make my own business out of that, of coaching and mentoring models. But definitely runway is the main focus. And then also my personal modeling, with just being signed, my second contract of my career. Like I said, I'm definitely anxious and excited to see where that takes me. And my ultimate goal before I lay down the ball is the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I know that's a big stretch. It's a big goal, but, you know, I've come this far, so why look back now, you know?
Exactly. And one of those catchphrases and cliches, you never know until you try, right? I mean, at the end of the day,
right.
you have to, you know, I posted it the other day on my social media, you know, you have to start at a certain point. You know, it doesn't do you no good to keep talking if you never plan to start. So once you do, you know, say that you're going to have a goal, you have to try to implement it somehow or another, right?
Absolutely. And I don't want to live my life wondering what if, you know. So if I try, and I can say, I tried. Either I went through with it or I didn't, but at least I tried. So definitely.
And that applies to just about everything. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. What What if I had went to that job interview? What if I had saved up my money and got the thing that I needed for this other thing? You know, it's just one of those deals where it's like a lot of people kind of set them, you know, they set themselves up for failure just because, you know, and it's not cool really. And especially when they start, you know, if a person says they want to do something and they bring other people into that idea, if they really are not serious about it, guess what? They've wasted other people's time. And most people don't really care about other people's time, and that hurts. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually you have to start showing up with stuff. You have to start doing it. You know, if you on the runway and you fall down, the worst thing you can do is not get back up, right?
That would be awkward.
But there's a lot of people who would rather just, like, kind of slink off and go backstage and just never get back on the runway again after falling down. And I think that's crazy.
Right.
But that's just me, right?
Right.
With your schedule, and I know it has to be busy because here you are, you're conducting runway training for models. You personally model. You work secularly. You know, you do all this. How do you find free time with your schedule, and is finding free time important?
It's definitely, definitely important to have alone time and definitely relax and rest. I think rest is a big thing, definitely with me. And how I find the time is I just start putting stuff off because you really need that alone time to regroup and get yourself together so that you can be the best person in whatever you're doing. So it's definitely important, yeah.
What do you do? Is there anything in particular you like doing? Just kind of, you know, Cecilia's off the grid, you know, or is there something that you just like to do that's not related to anything else you regularly do? What do you do to wind down?
To wind down, you know, my favorite thing to do is to have a nice meal, have some wine, relax. That is my go-to thing, definitely. And then other than that, shopping. Shopping is definitely a therapeutic thing for me. So.
Always comes down to shopping. I don't understand that. I'll tell you what.
retail therapy.
Yes. Get off of this before everybody's like, she shops a lot. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You're in really good shape, okay? For the people who haven't seen her, go to www.imtnworldwide.com, click on models, and you'll see her. How do you maintain a healthy diet, but then also eat some of the things that you enjoy but maybe shouldn't be eating maybe all the time? How do you kind of find a balance in between the two?
Well, definitely, like I said, food is my go-to thing. That's what I enjoy. I would definitely never let that go altogether, but I do find a balance. I do work out, and then also if it's something that I probably shouldn't be eating, I make sure that I'm very conscious of the portion of it. But certain things, I tell you, I'm never going to let go of. It's just one of those things. I will eat what I want and then work out extra hard. So that's my balance.
Is there anything in particular that you really like?
I like a lot. I'm not extremely picky. Definitely my favorite food of all time is sushi. And my friends, you know, all being in a small town, they're like, ew, sushi, that's so gross. And I'm like, listen, it's good. You got to try it. Like, venture out. It's okay, you know. Definitely. And then also my guilty pleasure is sweets, chocolate. Probably be the death of me, but it's so good, you know.
I don't know, you know, be careful. It took me 20 years to eat sushi, so I can relate to most people. I was living in Miami, and a friend of mine took me to, I didn't know we were going to a sushi restaurant. We just ended up there, and I was forced to eat some, and I kind of liked it, and I shrugged my shoulders and pretended like I didn't like it. But, you know, that's how it is sometimes, I guess, right?
Right.
So let me ask you this, Cecilia. What would you say models need to know when they do get around to choosing modeling as an actual goal? What direct advice would you give?
As mentioned before, definitely staying true within yourself. Don't compromise. Just stay true to yourself. No opportunity is worth risking your self-respect. That's first and foremost. But at the same time, keeping your passion and just knowing and picking the right opportunities for you at your career during that specific time. And then also just getting out there and meeting people. A lot of people, you know, they don't go anywhere in their careers because they're stagnant. I say get out, meet people, and network and see what you can come up with.
Well, you said two big things. Be picky in what you go after, because if you keep going after the stuff that you really aren't either the right, I shouldn't say the right, but you know when you're not the candidate, you know what I'm saying? And if you keep submitting to the wrong stuff, you're never going to get picked for it.
Right.
But then also in regards to networking, if you never get out the house, it's kind of hard for anybody to see you as a model.
Right.
See, my voice changed a little bit. It's like one of my biggest pet peeves. It's a matter of, you know, there's a lot of satellites in the sky, but they're not necessarily looking at your house. So if nobody ever sees you in your city, your environment, as an actual talent, whatever that talent might be, it's kind of hard to believe that you're a talent if you're just kind of spouting that on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram with nothing professional to back that up either. So I'm glad you said that. I wanted someone, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to be able to have you on the show, is for you to say some of these things that people really need to hear for themselves. And again, it's applicable to any industry that you're talking about trying to be in and have success. And I guess that's the biggest thing. It has to be more than just doing it for fun and as a hobby. If you're trying to do it as a career, you have to kind of think of it as a career, and you got to go all the way with it. You know, you don't want to just be wasting time just kind of sitting back and hoping for things to happen at a certain point, right?
Right, yeah, definitely.
Cecilia, do you have anybody you would like to shout out tonight, or any final thoughts as well?
Final thoughts, shout out to Emma for interrupting my interview. And on a serious note, though, definitely I give all the props to God and my relationship with Him. I'm nothing without Him. He brought me here, and I promise Him that I will continue to stand on that. It's all Him, and that's definitely my final comments.
great finish up to the show right there. Great words. I almost forgot. How can people find you on social media, Cecilia?
Instagram is definitely my go-to. That's at the official CC Marie, theofficialcciallccmarie. And then let's see what else. Facebook, my fan page is Cecilia McLaughlin, which is CECEOIAMCLAUGHLIN. And that's that's pretty much it. Snapchat and all that's just for fun. So Instagram, Facebook, definitely you can reach me there. Hit me up, ask me questions. I'm an open book.
Nice. And I'm so glad you spelled everything because I sure didn't want to do it at the time. So thank you for that. All right, Cecilia. Well, again, thank you for, first of all, just making your schedule possible to have you on tonight. Again, I wanted to do this, you know, short series of people who are concentrating on the fashion end of the spectrum in regards to modeling. You're definitely one of those. And I can't wait to see what you're going to be doing in 2017.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Very welcome. You take care now.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Once again, going to thank Ms. Cecilia McLaughlin for coming on the show tonight. It was really an experience to have someone who has had so much in line of what she's done so far, especially at an early age. You know, a lot of people wish and dream that they could do certain things, and they never get around to it. In this particular case, she said, nope, I'm going to do it no matter what, not going to take no for an answer, I'm out there. And she made it happen, and she's benefited from those things, not just for the experience themselves, but for being able to have something where now she can teach others. And you heard how she's wanting to, you know, do that with people and even make that into a business unto itself in the future. So that's really cool to hear from that standpoint, along with the fact that she loves chocolate and sushi. So definitely www.imtnworldwide.com. There's an article about her there on the site under models. And you heard the Instagram page, fan page. Of course, if you listen to the show again on blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide Radio, she shouted out all of her other pages on social media. Of course, you can see her on mine. I have her tagged a few times, of course. If you go to the radio show on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and also the company site for Instagram, IMTN Worldwide, and, of course, my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, and you can check everybody out on all three of those on a regular basis, pretty much. We are going to, let's see, do we have time? I think we're going to take a mini break, and then I'm going to come back and finish up the show. So this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, 646-652-4479. We have time for maybe one or two calls. But in the meantime, across the country, there are people who continue to say that they're trying to get started, they're trying to maintain a level of success for their pursuits, and they don't have anything to promote and network themselves properly. If you do not have professional anything, it's time for you to get it. You can't keep circumventing that. You can't keep doing it bootleg. You can't keep hoping for the best. You can't keep hoping for the hookup, because eventually somebody's going to ask and you're not going to have it. So if you live in a particular city You need the headshots. You need a portfolio. You need some documentation. All those things are available to you. There's some great photographers out there, and they do not charge as much as you think they do, but they do charge, and that's important to know that, because then you get your stuff in a timely manner. They actually take the time to edit it properly and all that kind of good stuff, because I make sure that they do, because I'm professional. So call 305-204-1826 if you would like some help. There's some deals out there going on right now. Of course, especially in Atlanta, if you're in Atlanta, because I'm in Atlanta. Of course, visit the website, www.imtmworldwide.com. One more time, on the social media side, you can check everything out about IMTM on Instagram, the radio show, IMTM Worldwide Radio, as well as the company Instagram page, IMTM Worldwide. Definitely check that out. There periodically are casting calls on those pages. So, you know, again, if you're really trying to do something, if you have your stuff together professionally, you never know. But you can't submit a headshot, but it actually is a selfie from the club the night before. That's not going to work. It just isn't. There's nothing I can do with that. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. I forgot how long that song was, so that's why I cut back in real quick. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Until next time, y'all take care. Have a great week. Peace. Thank you.